So 28, the score, 20 that is for the Kowak Chieftains, 8 for the Skagway Panthers. And it will be Kowak ball heading into the second quarter. Down low for Kowak, a shot off no good by Mason Hoppe. Rebound comes down into the hands of Michael Cook over to Rodoshindo on the right-hand side. He passes it up to Colt Belisle, right back to Coda. Coda looks like Kowak wanted to press a little bit, but fell right out of that pressure. As it proved pretty insignificant against the ball handling of Coda, who just throws up an 18-foot jump shot no good from straight away, and Coda's got to get on track here as Skagway's hopes have a lot to do with his ability to shoot the basketball so far this season. Kowak has it on the right baseline, up and in, another bucket for Nate Yockey, and the 2-1-2 is proving to be a little bit ineffective against the attack of the Chieftain. Quickly into the forecourt, Colton Belisle has a 3-on-1 fast break opportunity, shoots a shot from the foul line. It doesn't go in. Skagway retains possession of the ball, though. Danny Brady comes down with that shot attempt and gets it back out to the hand. Kodashindo. Kodashindo on the left over to Alex Zachman. Back to Shindo. Shindo wants to work. He's got a double team. Double team falls off, and now he's just got one man to guard. That is guarding him. Gets it over to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle brings it into the teeth of the defense, loses the ball, and Trey Marvin comes down with it for the Chiefs. Quickly over to Yockey. Yockey's pass into the interior, almost picked off by Kodashindo, but unable to corral it, and shot goes up on the right-hand side by Eatonshaw. No good for the offensive rebound. Up and in, it is Yockey again. Skagway's got to put a body on that guy. Danny Brady now with a great feed from Kodashindo, unable to connect on the layup. That looked like that one was blocked by Kowak. So Kowak gets into the forecourt. Another quick shot attempt up off glass. No good by Trey Marvin. Ball fought for and handled by Kodashindo for Skagway. Kota bringing it up the right-hand side of the court. He's looping a little bit. He looks like he's got a shot in mind. Pulls up quickly for a jumper, and they left him open, and he knocked it down for 2-24-10. Now the score. Chieftains up over Panthers. Early in the second quarter of action. Chieftains working the ball around the perimeter, a little looser with the ball than Heidelberg was over the last couple of games. So that's good to keep the Skagway. Quickly into the lane, Eatonshaw's shot up, no good. Who's there for the putback? That would be Nate Yockey with yet another bucket for the sophomore. Kodashindo runs into a brick wall, doesn't lose the ball as he crosses over half court, regains possession. Skagway ball now. Coda working against the double team. That is something that you'll hear a lot tonight, I'm sure. If I'm the opposing coach, I do the same thing. Coda gets it over to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle with an 18-foot jump shot. His shot up, no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Trey Marvin. Trey Marvin gets it over to Yockey. Yockey wants to work on Danny Brady. Tries to get into the middle. Gets it over to Michael Kennedy. Michael Kennedy's shot, no good. Rebound comes down. Danny Brady's the one who picked it up. And on his way up the left-hand side of the court, official sees him step on that out-of-bounds line, and that's a turnover. Ball goes back to the Kowak Chieftains. Kowak digging down the ball now. Yockey gets it over on the left side to Blaze Diltz, one of the fine names of high school basketball in Alaska. Blaze Diltz. He shot from the corner up off rim, and then it hits the support for the backboard, and that will be Skagway basketball. Colton Belisle now has it on the right-hand side in the backcourt. Gets it over to Danny Brady. Danny Brady splits the double team, works into the middle. Pump fake up, no good, just off the front of the rim. Shot followed up by Ackerman, no good. And rebound comes back down to the Chieftains. Looked like Skagway had something going there, unable to connect with a couple of point-blank shots. Yockey now quickly into the lane for the Chieftains. His pass, interior picked off by Kodashindo, who wrestles the ball out of the hand of Blaze Diltz. And they're going to call him for a travel. And that is to the chagrin of Skagway Panther coach Scott Lash, who's letting the officials know that he was not happy about that call. He's got to watch out because these officials have a tendency to get right back into your face if you get in there. have a foul on the floor. Mason Hobby fouled, and he will be going to the free throw line. First shot by Hobby, up and good. Micah Cook checking in the game now for Colton Belisle, who will have a rest. Stephen McKnight in the game. Alex Ackerman, Micah Cook, Coda Shindo, and Danny Brady for Skagway. Mason Hoppy, second shot off. Good. 28-10 now the score, with 3:58 to go here in the first half. Skagway looking at a little pressure from the Chieftains. They've got four players in the backcourt and can't find anything going to the hoop. Coda Shindo, however, is just working through them like a knife through hot butter, I guess you might say. His jump shot, no good, and rebound comes down into the hands of Trey Marvin working it into the lane. Ooh, a nifty behind the pack pass to Yaki, whose three-point bucket uncontested and good for three. Coach Scott Lesh for Skagway calls a timeout after that bucket. 31-10 now the score, and the pressure is, you know, it's interesting. It's inconsistent, but when they put it on, it tends to have an effect on Skagway, either forcing a quick shot or turnover. Scouting report on Kluwak said they didn't press very often, but when they did, it was fairly effective, and that's what we're seeing tonight. Kluwak is big. They rebound very well. If you are not physical with Kluwak on the interior, you're going to have a hard night because, as we've seen, good rebounding helps win basketball games in this league. It is a physical league. The officials clearly let the kids play, is one way to put it. They let a lot of things go that would otherwise be considered fouls in other parts of the country, I guess. But not here. Not here. It is a loose style of play. You know, and one of the positives of that is you get a slightly quicker basketball game. There's less stoppages of play for fouls and travels and things like that. And you do get away with a few things. So they let the kids play, I guess, would be one way to look at it. If you're looking at it optimistically. Skagway now has the ball, and it is Coda Shindo with the ball, gets it over to Ackerman. Ackerman looking to get it back over to Shindo. Shindo tips it over to C.J. Promito for Skagway. C.J. brings the ball up into the forecourt and has the ball stolen from him. As he kind of spun, he was looking to pass it off to somebody, and the Chieftains were more than happy to pick his pocket. Quickly into the forecourt for the Chieftains. Trey Marvin lines up a three, shoots it, knocks it down, and another turnover by Skagway on the inbounds pass. That is another bucket for Kluwak. Coda Shindo stuck with the ball, trying to get rid of it, and they finally call a foul on Kluwak. That pressure defense is being brought into the forecourt by Kluwak and causing Skagway all sorts of trouble. 36-10 the score, 2:51 here to go in the first half. Alex Ackerman now to inbound the ball for Skagway, gets it over in the corner to Coda Shindo. Coda Shindo works away from one trap into another. He is double-teamed, and he's trying to do it all himself. Alex Ackerman trying to set a pick for Coda. Coda actually does get by everybody, but finally the quadruple team works, and Coach Scott Lesh has to figure out a way to get that ball out of Coda's hands and into the hands of other blue jerseys. Can't go 1-on-4 and be effective, not in this league, not with the amount of physical contact that's allowed. So Coda Shindo, the spacing for Skagway is not great right now, but C.J. Dormito gets the ball over half court and is immediately trapped and throws it into the backcourt. You can't do that. It's a freshman mistake by C.J. Dormito, first-year player for Skagway. A lot of upside in C.J. Dormito's game, but being young, you tend to make a few mistakes here and there, and that was one of them. So it's Chieftains basketball with 2:20 to go, 36-10 still to score. Yaki has it out top, gets it quickly over to Trey Marvin. His jump shot, no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Skagway. Ackerman has it now in the middle of the court, gets it up to Micah Cook. Micah Cook able to contain the pass from Ackerman and then wants to go and throw a jump pass back to Ackerman. Was defended heavily and just came back down with the ball. That's another turnover. Skagway 2:01 now to go in the half. Yaki has the ball for the Chieftains. Quickly into the high post, right back out to the left wing, and a quick jump shot too strong by Mason Hoppe. Rebound comes down to the hands of Wyatt Belisle, who fouled on the play. Foul will go against Blaze Dilts. I'm sorry. Correct me there. That will go against Mason Hoppe. Now that's three fouls. And Skagway gets the ball. Dakota Shindel. Dakota Shindel working the ball over the half court. A pick is there by Micah Cook. Dakota decides not to use it, but instead to pass it over to Ackerman. Ackerman goes up with a quick shot. No good. Rebound into the hands of the Chieftains and over half court to the Yankee. Back over to Blaze Dilts. Blaze Dilts wants to work at baseline. No, he brings it back out top to Yockey. Yockey looking into the interior. Skagway's 2-3 zone. More of a 2-1-2 zone. Very porous right there as Mason Hoppe snuck in behind the zone. Nobody talked on defense, and Hoppe got the easy pass and resulting layup. Quickly back into the forecourt. Dakota Shindel brings it the length of the court and lays one in for Skagway as well. 38-12 the score. Right back at you. Quick action here. Nate Yockey brings the ball up and another layup. Dakota Shindel quickly into the forecourt, gets it over to Stephen McKnight. Stephen McKnight dribbling the ball, gets it back up top to Dakota. Dakota wanting to work on Mason Hoppe, gets it over on the left-hand side to Ackerman. Ackerman sees the seam. Left-handed layup, no good. Stephen McKnight there for the rebound, unable to corral. Ball goes back over to the Chieftains. You get one chance to secure that rebound against the Chieftains. They are strong, and they take care of the basketball underneath their own basket. So Mason Hoppe is up in the top of the key. He's working the ball over on the right-hand side to Yockey. Yockey, a few dribbles, and back up top it goes to Trey Marvin. Looks like they're working the clock down, 14 seconds to go in the half, and they're looking for that last shot of the quarter. Working the ball around Yockey from 25 feet off the front of the rim. No good. And rebound is contested. Comes down into the hands of the Chieftains. A second shot attempt. No good. And it looked like the officials let a foul go there, which is fortunate for the Skagway Panthers. Well, we got about a 10-minute break. Radio man Bill, it is 40-12 now. The Klawak Chieftains up over the Skagway Panthers.